Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, days like this are especially dangerous here in the city, and not just outside, as Glenn Shuck reports from Midtown this morning. Glenn?
Now, on a day like this, with these AccuWeather reels feels so low, it's actually hard to feel anything. Can't feel my fingers right now, standing outside for more than a minute. I caught up with Anthony Lofredo, who's been salting parking lots by the George Washington Bridge. He was huddled behind the driver's seat, and I talked to him quickly.
So how long have you been doing this, and kind of what's the drill for you today? I mean, you've been doing this a long time?
Yes, we're over 30 years.
30 years?
Yes.
Do you ever get tired of doing this?
Yes, I am. Yes.
You look happy, though.
Right now I do, but yeah. I'm at the end of my run.
Speaking of running, I ran back to my car. Now, but all seriousness, NYCHA was activating their emergency operations center today, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They'll do it again tomorrow as well, increasing their on-call staff to respond. They tell me they also have 8 mobile boilers for rapid deployment if necessary at a housing project anywhere in the city. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here now at 48th and 8th.
Mayor Adams is asking for help in fighting gun crime here in the city, and Governor Hochul is apparently ready to provide that help in the form of the state police. Carol DiOrio with more this morning from City Hall.
Mayor Adams said he wanted help from Albany, and now Governor Kathy Hochul says she'll deliver.
What we can do best is to use our state resources, our state police teams, to literally go into places like Pennsylvania and see where people are loading up trunks with guns that are legal there but not legal in the state of New York. If we catch them at the thruway stops and we stop them before they can even do harm, then we're making progress.
The governor spoke at a news conference, and Mayor Adams at the National Conference of Mayors said, in fact, all government agencies should band together.
That same coordination that stopped planes from flying in our buildings must be used to stop bullets from carving highways of death in our country, particularly in black and brown and poorer communities.
Gun violence has plagued the Adams administration since he took office 3 weeks ago. Carol DiOrio, 1010 Winds at City Hall.
It's day 21, and Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg is still explaining his day one memo, which stated his office wouldn't be prosecuting what he considered low-level crimes.
Having a legalistic memo, which I said was intended to be dynamic, but I can certainly understand why people took it and viewed it as a static document. This is something that's got to live and breathe under the circumstances of specific cases, under the judgment and wisdom of those who have experience and have dealt with it. And that's what we're doing. We're doing this every day.
Bragg says despite what some might infer from the memo, he is not soft on violent crime, adding that his office would be laser-focused on gun crimes. He spoke during a virtual Q&A session hosted by the NYU School of Law. Cops in the Bronx responding to a report of a burglary in progress found a man with a gun. They say he shot at them and missed. They shot back, and they didn't miss.
The break-in took place in the Wakefield section along Bronx Boulevard near East 224th Street. Police say the burglar ran into a bedroom, fired twice at police, and escaped out a window. Chief of Department Kenneth Corey says officers chased him into a park across the street.
It was at this point that the suspect turned toward the officers with the gun in his hand. Three officers then discharged their department-issued firearms at the suspect, striking him in the torso and arm.
Police say the burglar jumped into the Bronx River but was pulled out and taken to a hospital where he died. Police recovered a 9mm gun from the river, which they believe was his. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in the Wakefield section of the Bronx.
An 11-year-old boy is in critical condition this morning after getting hit by a car at Rockaway and Lefferts Boulevards in Queens. Cops say the driver who hit the boy had a suspended license. He is under arrest, and this happened on day one of a citywide crackdown aimed at improving pedestrian safety. Another deadly bear attack in New Jersey, deadly to a dog. Police in Sparta got a call around 1 in the morning yesterday from a man who said he left his 5-year-old Yorkie, Tommy, out in the yard, and Tommy never came back. He went out to look for him and found Tommy had been mortally wounded. Then he saw the bear tracks in the snow. Police confirmed the bear tracks but couldn't find the bear. Fish and Game will investigate. Another dog was killed by a bear in Sparta about 3 weeks ago. In that case, the dog's 81-year-old owner was also attacked by the bear, but she's okay. The New Orleans Pelicans had a great night last night. Unfortunately, they were playing the Knicks, as Mark Erne is here to lament. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, a team that started the season just 1-12 and had lost the first two games on its current three-game road trip by double digits, never trailed at the Garden after the score was 4-2 Knicks, and built a 25-point lead as they cruised to a 102-91 win. R.J. Barrett and company losing for the third time in 4 days at home, where they'd won the previous five games. And while nobody's happy about it, they're also not panicking.
That happens sometimes. Last week, everything was great. You know what I mean? So, like, it happens. You just got to stay even keeled and just keep working through it. And know that you can always turn around. You always got time.
In this case, still 36 games left in the regular season, and the Knicks only one game out of a playoff play-in spot. Mark Erne, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.